All set? Cool. All right, it is PowerPoint time. I've done more PowerPoints in this particular experiment than I've ever done in my life before this experiment, which is kind of fun. So, here we have our detailed design meeting where we will look at the prototype and right. So, I finally figured out what this whole second bullet point is about in my that my coach was sending to me. It means I'm supposed to read the minutes from the previous meeting. I think. I don't know. Otherwise, it's just saying I'm the secretary and I'm therefore I'm taking the minutes. So, just to go just real briefly to go over minutes from the last meeting. I will open them slowly. No. Wait for it. Wait for it. No, that's not me. This is very high-powered stuff here. Double-clicking. There we go. So, basically, the moral of the story from our last meeting was that we had meetings from we had presentations done by the industrial designer, or well, from Nathan and Ron and from Sarah about what we can do here, and what sort of limitations we're operating with, or excuse me, what limitations we're operating under, what kind of risk we'd be looking at with some of the various approaches we were discussing. And we essentially came to the conclusion that we should develop a remote with a voice recognition that had a vaguely non-remote-like shape, because you didn't really need to use it as a remote since you could just use your voice. It would include some mostly just the simple design features for television operation, but with a slider fold-out bay for more advanced functions for users. And the UID and the ID were asked to go ahead and start developing a prototype for us to look at. So, that's sorted. Back to the main meat here. Go ahead and take it away, guys.
Decided to go with multiple colors.
Nice. Perfect. Oh, right. portable televisions. It's a wave of the future. Brilliant. Brilliant.
So even though it has a lot of modern technology, for example, the voice recognition, a lot of ways it's just a simple remote. And, I think if we shopped around for other manufacturers, we might be able to get even cheaper.
Did we talk about the voice recognition?
Cool. No, no, I think that's.
We have other, for lack of a better word, skins, covers. Maybe now, are those going to be developed later once we see how the couple we have go? Or do we know we stand on that?
Well, we didn't quite have enough material.
Oh, I wasn't expecting a prototype. I just didn't know if you guys had me in mind.
Right.
Well, as you can see, this is just the most superficial layout. Very easy to put another one.
Just
something else.
Really, yeah. Okay.
Actually, this bottom red ring here just unclips, and then you put a new plate on top of that. So, I mean, there are, we definitely priced out a spongy, even spongier, non natural look materials, which I think worked out fine. We also continued on with the ideas of following.
Simple enough that in the factory it could, we could very easily put a different one on it. It locks into place such that it's pretty permanent. At the same time, if we want to go the other way, it's just a matter of a couple of adjustments. We could go the face part away, if you know what I mean.
Yep, it's still an option.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Right, yeah, thanks guys. That's very, very good work. I like it. Brilliant. What we need to discuss now is the finance of it. You provided a number that actually sounds quite nice. The trouble is I was just given this by finance. It's a spreadsheet of the parts, and I've just tentatively put in what it's going to look like. I'm just going to clear this out real quickly. But it looks like... So we'll just, if we can just itemize what's in here. We've got this, it's a solar cell thing, right?
Right.
With a backup battery?
It's in there.
With the back, okay. And clever, clever, well done. So I guess that would mean we've got a bit of a, it's a speaker and a sensor at the same time, isn't it? Okay. In the case, it's more of a single curved case, I guess, would be that be the general. And we've got a rubber skin material basically throughout. Push button interface with this other drop down. So maybe we've got two push button interfaces, don't we? Special. I guess it's a. We've got a sort of a wood material, a rubbery type material that throughout, yeah. Yeah, it's quite unique. I like it. Yeah, it's. So it looks like a bit over budget. So what we could do, perhaps, a simple fix would maybe to switch away from the solar cells, or take out the backup battery. Well, it's difficult. We have all these things integral to the to the design of it that we just can't back out of now. It would have to be, seems like we'd have to go back to square one in a way. If we were going to try to undo one bit, we'd probably have to undo most of it.
Although we don't want to get rid of the whole environmental, I mean, obviously the solar cell is a big piece of the way we're marketing this as like a natural new thing. But honestly, if we cut that one piece out, we're actually coming in under budget, if I've done my math correctly.
You might be able to sway me on the idea that our main selling point could be already this voice recognition thing.
Which
that's what sets us apart, right?
Yeah, that's what's setting us into this young market. I mean, that's what we started from, so. I don't know, and I mean, you know, perhaps when the cell technology comes down in price, we can bring that back into the game, but it looks like at this point that may be out of our league.
And the reality is, you know, for me, from an ideological standpoint, I'd like to stick with the solar cell, but I kind of have to throw myself in the business structure and model here. And
it's either or. Because we can't remove the push buttons, because they're, and we can't get rid of the. I mean, removing the, changing the case wouldn't be so much of a. Nor would changing the case materials. So yeah, that looks like to be the only thing. So that would be. It's a major change, but. Yeah. All right, so we're in agreement on that?
Unfortunately, I think we are.
Right. Moving along swiftly. So I guess now we just go to the project evaluation, which I will allow Sarah to take over. Ah, of course, sorry.
No problem.
That'd be great.
I didn't even do that on purpose. Okay. Basically, I was just evaluating from what we know of how our product's working right now with the criteria that we set at the beginning of these are the things we need to do, these are the things that look like we feel are important. So I was looking at basic design things. Does it fulfill its functions as a remote? Is the design what we wanted to do? Are technologies up to where we'd hoped they would be? And does it fulfill the aesthetic qualities that our original market research was looking for? Basic questions like, you know, does it turn on? Does it respond to voice recognition? And overall, in general, it looks like it's coming up to par. The only thing is with the pullout panel, that is going to take some adjusting because it's a new sort of interface. That looked like it was coming up rough, but then once you get used to it, it does make a lot of sense. So I think overall, we're headed in the right direction. So. It looks like it's going okay. So we're good. Yeah. I think eventually, if we do branch out with this project, maybe when we do have higher budget options, and if it goes over with this model, we can look into wider range voice recognition, like from other rooms of the house and stuff. But for now, what we've got is working in the range we need for, so it's all good.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a setback.
Yeah, we'll just move on. Oh, they don't have tellies anyway, do they? Right. So, this one's a bit unclear to me, to be perfectly fair. I got this slide from the coach, and I'm not sure what it's connected to. So I guess we are going to discuss our project process, and that is going to go into my report. So I guess this is the point where we go out of role, it looks like, and talk about our satisfaction for room for creativity and so forth, and how that all worked, I guess.
Within the team?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I think it's, I think so. I think. I'm not screwing up an experiment, but I trust that she would jump in if I was, so okay, fair enough. Right. So, any thoughts? Yeah. What did you guys feel about the process? Mm-hmm.
And the technology is definitely going to help. It's really been interesting to try out all this new stuff.
No, no whiteboard.
We could now. And I feel like if you guys have been designing in here, perhaps that would change, but because of room constraints, it doesn't really matter.
Also, had I not been intrigued about the pen, I don't think I would have used it at all.
I think I was taking notes more often than usual. Yeah.
Was pretty cool tech, though.
I am disappointed I didn't get a note back from my personal coach.
Attempts to contact coach ineffective.
Well, what kind of coaching is that, really? What if I really needed something?
So I think there's a lot of room for creativity. We could do whatever basically we wanted until the budget came down on us.
And even then, we did get a decent product turned out, although it's not everything we wanted it to be.
Yeah,
it's
a natural look.
Very natural look. It's brilliant. So they had a peeler in here.
And highly resourceful teammates. Which is always
good. Yeah, I think, yeah, I thought it was like really creative, actually. I mean,
yeah, I'm impressed.
The proof that we weren't wasteful, we didn't waste a single dollar by the least everything.
Nice. All four of those little
including the multicolored wave pattern.
You can develop multiple skins, really.
Oh, well. What did you guys think about the roles?
Though I did feel like the level of information dropped off severely over the course of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's just me, but I didn't actually get any information from that presentation at all.
That's true. I got the spreadsheet.
So, yeah, I feel like that was fun. But then, you know, fill in the blanks on your own, level of creativity up.
Well, I think that was an issue I kept finding.
What to do. Cool. She said she actually made a comment off on the boy, you're getting into this, and I felt like I got way too into it.
That's kind of a good thing.
I felt like I slipped into it a lot.
Gave the rest of us some structure to work with, so
I don't know.
Was that
the first time I've ever done anything like project management. I usually organize crap. It's one thing to do, you know, set up a party with your friends, you know. But you guys felt that you could keep the suspension of disbelief kind of like the role in the okay.
Except for a couple moments where I just got out of hand and I knew we were all lying to our teeth. Other than that.
I have to admit, as soon as we started, I mean, as soon as we got the Play-Doh.
I can only imagine.
You know, the whole concept of really trying to stick with reality went out the window.
Yeah. Maybe in Legos, you know? You can film with Legos too, like make a remote control. Or a spaceship. We should just have spaceship Legos. Do you guys ever used to build spaceships with Legos? Everybody knows. Best spaceships ever. You guys felt like there was enough teamwork and all. I don't know. I was just. It's true, huh?
If this was a team project, there actually would have been much more of the collaborative, like brainstorming, use the board. Well, and this would have been 6 months worth of work, not like
yeah.
3 hours worth of meetings.
I mean, I think had the issue been more serious, we probably would have brainstormed more during the meetings.
That's true.
Yeah. Of course, I'm conscious of the idea of the project manager asking if you guys feel like there's a team. You know, it's that kind of like. But yeah, interesting. It's kind of fascinating, wasn't it? I mean, the whole process of. I don't know. I don't know if there was a. Nor I.
But I know that I consciously didn't.
I mean, it's just like the paper. I don't know what I really needed the paper for.
True.
Because I've got this laptop.
Yeah.
So, and I just use it because it's literally right in front of me.
I want to see the output files from these from the digital paper. I want to see what my handwriting looks like digitized, because my handwriting is crap.
Yeah.
I mean, just to see what it looks like in PDF format or something.
Usually I would do a lot more doodling too if I didn't.
I know, I felt like I needed to be professional, so I didn't like draw all stuff. Okay, well, not entirely, but still, I drew less than I usually do.
I'm curious. curious about what the debriefing is going to be like. You know, like what is the, what exactly we're looking for here. I don't know. I'm not sure what the new ideas found bit is about.
Did it just say in the email that we need to discuss that?
Well, that's the thing. I got in the email, I got this PowerPoint file, but this slide was just there.
Like that?
Mm-hmm. I didn't change this one at all. And I'm Ricardo. I kind of like. Yeah, you can.
I am thinking outside the little square box, though. Literally.
Yeah. Just kind of make you wonder. I mean, how much can you do with a remote control? It's like inventing a new car. Yeah, yeah, you can.
Technically, car shaped and won't fit on the road.
Yeah. Okay, so this was other cost. I don't know. I think this is 40-ish. We should go on a bit, yeah, about the project eval. I don't know about you guys, but I felt like a bit understimulated on the whole thing. Like what? Like, you know, what am I really doing? You know, what is?
Yeah. At the beginning, it started out, and I felt actually like under pressure, like the first couple.
Yeah.
Taking a lot of work, and I was like, had like all this brainstorming I was doing, and then suddenly I was like, well, it's just a presentation that you guys don't really care about, and I said,
hey.
You know what I mean? Like we also knew where we were headed with it, so it didn't feel
definitely
like it mattered anymore.
When I first filled out the questionnaire, I was marking it probably higher in terms of how much I had, how much I stressed over it by the time I got to the last whatever.
I actually didn't do that at all, though. Every single one, all the presentations, I either added slides or edited them.
I added like 5 slides.
Oh.
I only got blank ones.
What? Really?
My slides were all like, they'd have a title, maybe.
Yeah,
and they were just empty.
Did they not have, they didn't like, mine, yeah, they didn't come like this. Like with, this is what it looks like. This is what that looked like. Literally, just like that. Interesting.
So more complicated.
Interesting. Any other thoughts come to mind?
I want to know how our product would fare. I can't just leave it there. I think it would take it to mark it.
Here, buddy. Builds.
By accident.
Interesting. Yeah, I'd say so.
So again, I reiterate my question of how different we are compared to the other groups, especially between culture groups.
I know. It seemed like everything flowed pretty logically, you know, from the basics to the concept. Although the whole concepts phase, I don't think I really understood like the concept. Well, the idea. Okay, the notion of. Yeah, I mean, it's like I have a concept of a mug's material. It's just, it is what it is. You know, maybe rather than concepts, it should be thought of. I thought of it in terms of, like, proposed idea, and then the final would be like the actual specified prototype or whatever. I don't know. But. All in all, it's kind of interesting. No, just this closing one. And we've established that the costs weren't really within budget, but we could, you know, do. We did the project evaluation based on what Sarah's evaluation of on-off switches and.
Really technically an evaluation of the product, not the project in general.
Mm, true. Yeah. Of course, we did. We had a fun think about it. Yeah. And it's all recorded. Woo! And what I'm gonna put I'm supposed to do this final report thing at the end, so I'll put all that into the final report as well, or as much as seems like, maybe not like the articles and stuff, like because and if and so forth. But I'll put most of it in the reports. Nice.
Transcription for, and it's really ridiculous how many words people say, like,
oh yeah,
in the middle of their sentences like that, that mean nothing.
There's a whole branch of psychology that looks into that, psycholinguistics.
There's a guy studying it here. Yeah, he's studying ums and ahs or something.
Yep, they're called disfluencies.
That's a good word for it.
Yeah, we like our fancy phrases and terminologies for things.
Add some prefixes. Sounds classier.
Exactly. I will save this into the project documents. Yeah, I know. Come on, give me some information. Well, to be fair, we're hooked. We're all hooked on the internet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do the. I know. Imagine we went the first 15 years of our lives without the internet. It's only in the last 10 that we're like, where's the internet? I mean, you know, just in the past 5, we've gone from 28.8 modems to broadband all the time.
True.
No, we have, but not in the sense that it's so, you know, ubiquitous.
My grandparents had it in the 80s, and I got it in 94.
That's crazy. So, in the 80s?
My grandma does computer science back in the States, and so they had an EDU and Gov network. Basically just fundamental structures, but it wasn't household yet, because it hadn't been.
Yeah, it was to the, like, 7 universities
or something. Yeah, that was him.
You guys ready to celebrate?
Yeah, that's our last step, celebration.
Sure.
But I guess we can probably call that meeting to an end for the most part. Cool. Where'd you find that? Is this Windows Media Player? Oh, the default track. I thought it was David Burns, Look Into the Eyeball. That's the one it seems to be shipping with. It. I haven't really shipped with for a while. Maybe this is a new version.
So is that close?
Yeah, I guess we'll call that a dinner. Fab.